Chapter 3, Funding Rupa Hall, a Home for Blind Women. Since the society began in 1911, opening a home for blind women was always a long-term goal. However, the society needed to raise money to financially support their members as well as themselves. It wasn't a smooth ride to the opening of a home for blind women and Rupa Hall, encountering two world wars and an economic crisis during the Wall Street crash. The society worked hard to open their home and social centre in 1937 with the help of many along the way. The work of the society did not go unnoticed by the wider public, especially by Mr. Bell. Arthur Bell was an artist from Christchurch who painted many beautiful landscapes of the Dorset area. He took a deep interest in the work of the society and even presented the society with £70 raised from the proceeds of an exhibition of his work. Unfortunately, Arthur passed away in November 1916. However, a fund was established in his memory. Mrs. Bell, the widow of Mr. Bell, helped to use this money to establish the foundation to open a residential home in Bournemouth for blind women. With this money, the committee was able to purchase Walpole House at number 11, Walpole Road in Boscombe, and begin the development of the home. Unfortunately, for Arthur Bell Fund, an additional fundraising was not quite enough money to purchase the homes outright. However, a mortgage of a property for £580 allowed for the society to buy the home. By January 1920, the purchase of Walpole House was complete. It was originally intended to call for home for Arthur Bell Memorial Home for Blind Women, to pay respect for the help that Arthur provided. But Mrs. Bell and the members of her family requested that the Bell name would not appear in the title. It was therefore decided to simply call for home for Bournemouth Home for Blind Women. In April 1920, a bazaar was held at the Royal Bath Hotel in the King's Hall to raise further funds. Although bad weather led to a disappointing turnout, the bazaar did arouse the interest of Sir Merton Russell Coates, the owner of the hotel and former mayor of Bournemouth. He later became famous for leaving his home to the people of Bournemouth. Merton Russell Coates had many issues to the society. His interest resulted in him wanting to further the project of establishing a home for blind women in Bournemouth. Sir Merton Russell Coates' late wife, Annie, had taken an active interest in many charities during her life, and he expressed a desire that his donations should be commemorative to her. He offered to present £2,000 towards the Bournemouth Home for Blind Women, equivalent to about £115,000 today. Sir Merton Russell Coates passed away before this money could be donated. Fortunately, his son, Mr. Herbert Russell Coates, decided to honour his father's request, but stated that some time might elapse before he was able to carry it out. After an inspection of Walpole House by the Ministry of Health, the property was deemed unsuitable to house more than 8 women, a small number than the society had hoped. Many committee meetings took place to discuss the progress of development for the home. After this setback, it was put forward that the committee should sell the property and set aside the proceeds until the donation from Mr. Herbert Russell Coates became available. The house was put up for sale and sold for £1,800. This balance was invested in the purchase of war stock in the society's name. War stock were bonds issued by the government to help fund wartime efforts and pay for reparations after the war. In 1917, the government needed to raise money in order to fund ongoing costs of the First World War. In November 1917, war bonds, or war stock as it is often referred to, were introduced and sold to private small investors under an advertisement tagline of, "If you cannot fight, you can help your country by investing all you can in 5% exchequer bonds." Unlike the soldier, the investor runs no risk. Fortunately, the society was able to keep the furniture gifted to them to furnish the next home. In July 1922, the society decided to invest in more war stock so that while the money was not being used, it could be gaining the interest for the society to use when they were ready to purchase a building for the home. Finally, in December 1922, Mr. Homer received a cheque for £2,000 from Mr. Herbert Russell Coates. It was decided again to invest the money in war stock, getting the society closer to their dream home for blind women. The rest of the funds that were still needed in order for the society to purchase a property was made up of donations as well as the general funds that the society had saved over the years. It was noted that Mr. Herbert Russell Coates was keen for his father's legacy to be upheld and frequently reminded the society that the money should benefit the blind within the county borough in the purchase of a home for blind women. the society continued to search for an appropriate property but were unsuccessful. A house known as Wood Yates on Wimborne Road, now Richard Langridge College Limited, in particular seemed hopeful, but it was found that it could not be used for any other purpose than a private dwelling house. Thus, the society faced another brick wall, but at least the investments continued to make money while they searched for the perfect property. On the 30th of June 1927, the society received a letter from Southampton Association for the Blind, suggesting that Bournemouth Blind Aid Society should join with them in the establishment of a home for aged blind women to be erected in Southampton. A subcommittee was formed to consider this, who had the idea of also building a social club for the blind in Bournemouth, using the Russell Coates Fund, which would uphold the family's request, providing they were happy with the plans. Unfortunately for Southampton, lack of funds meant that they had to withdraw that offer. However, for the Bournemouth Society, this was set in motion the plan to build their own home and social club. The subcommittee were able to draw up rough plans for the home for blind women and adjoining social club. On the 24th of November 1927, Reverend J.S. Burton, the vicar of a church in Moordown, offered some of the church's land as a site for the society to build the home. The society's subcommittee for the Bournemouth development recommended its acceptance. In accordance with the committee's request, the trustees entered into a contract for the purchase of a piece of land at Moordown. The Russell Coates Foundation was used to purchase the land in Moordown. Everything was now set in motion for a home to be built in Moordown. In October 1929, the architect Mr. Mountain completed the plans for the complex. On the 19th of December 1929, it was proposed that the total cost of the building should not exceed £2,000 and that the hall should be designed to accommodate about 200 people. By the end of January 1930, the plans were formally approved and funds had to be raised. The present available funds were £1,500. It was estimated that overall building costs, including decorating, fittings and buying more furniture, would cost £3,000. Mr. Homer wrote to the Ministry of Health to see if a grant could be obtained. A draft advertisement appeal was signed by the president of the societies requesting funds to construct the complex. 5,000 copies of this advertisement were distributed as part of a fundraising campaign, many to those already involved with the society. By November, over £180 had already been received in response to the fundraising campaign. On the 27th of February 1930, Mr. Homer reported that the application for a grant of £2,000 towards the cost of the building was to be discussed by Borough Council, and on the 27th of April 1930, the Health Committee recommended that the Council donate £500 towards the new building and apply for a grant from the Ministry of Health. It was also recommended that the town's mayor should make a public appeal. It was concluded that no action in regard to the building should be undertaken until the full amount has been arranged by either grant or mortgage. However, everything appeared on track to fundraising enough money. In September of 1929, the Wall Street crash led to a global economic depression, which was to last for a decade. 2.75 million people were left unemployed in Britain as a result. Investments dropped and industrial outputs declined. Although the society's war stock was not affected, the Russell Coates Fund was used to buy the land, and the £1,500 they had towards the building property came from other investments. The economic depression still affected the society. The council was unable to complete the donation towards the construction of a complex at Moordown due to the current economic crisis engulfing the country, as the town clerk informed the society on the 25th of June 1931 in a letter. The society's executive committee sadly had to decide that no further action should be taken in the matter of building a social centre at that time. Britain formed a national government in August 1931 to address the financial crisis. A campaign for a rigid economy was set afoot to put the country back on track. On the 31st of March 1935, plans were resumed to build a home for blind women and a social centre. A meeting was held which concluded how the society would fund the development. Thanks to the donations from the Russell Coates family, investments in stock, saved funds of the society, and thanks to the generosity of people donating and leaving money to the society in their wills, plans were approved and building work began. Due to the economic crisis, building work took longer than expected, but nevertheless, In 1937, a home for blind women and their social centre, named Rupert Hall, after the Rupert sisters, formally opened and is still in use today.